Time now for the Wide Open Three, a fast-paced look at local and regional sports brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Are you not satisfied with your smile? Bain Dental Group can give you the smile you deserve with dental implants. Dental implants are different than dentures. They offer more freedom and are a longer-lasting solution with minimal downtime. Consider dental implants as an investment in your smile and quality of life. To get started, contact any of our three locations in West Georgia to schedule a consultation. For your ultimate smile makeover, Bain Dental has you covered. To learn more, visit us online at BainDentalGroup.com.
From the 316 Healthcare Granite Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Wednesday, September the 4th. Chris Sale sets a franchise record, secures another 200 strikeout season, and strengthened his bid to win both the Triple Crown and the National League Cy Young Award on Tuesday night. The lefty guided the Braves to a 3-0 win over the Rockies at Truist Park. Sale becoming the first Braves pitcher since 1912 to allow two or fewer runs in 15 consecutive starts.
This is what you play baseball for, you know, being able to be in this time of the year and this portion of the season and having a chance to, you know, make a real playoff push and gain some ground on some good teams. So, you know, we're just trying to keep playing good baseball. I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm having fun.
After losing 3-4 to the Phillies over the weekend, the Braves more than happy to hand the ball over to Sale, who now leads the majors with a 2.46 ERA and 206 strikeouts. His National League best 16 wins is tied with the Tigers' Tarik Skubal for the big league lead. Just 28 pitchers have ever won a Triple Crown. Game 2 of the Braves-Rockies series is tonight in Atlanta. Game time 7:20. Charlie Morton on the mound. Braves remain half a game ahead of the Mets for the final NL wild card spot. The Mets beat the Red Sox last night. And UWG football coach Joel Taylor coming off his first collegiate coaching victory last weekend. Now looking forward to the Wolves' first road test of 2024 against Abilene Christian on Saturday.
We got to be able to slow their offense down. They got a veteran quarterback. They got a big-time receiver, number 13. And they got two solid backs. But I think the up front, I think offensive line, they're really, really good. They're an air raid style of offense. So we got to do a great job of keeping the ball in front of us. We got a game tackle. Can't have missed tackles and missed assignments. They got some really good players on defense. Their linebackers are pretty athletic. They're long in the secondary. So we got to do a good job of, you know, spreading the ball around, mixing up, you know, with the pass game and the run game.
Abilene Christian comes into play with an 0-1 record coming up short against Texas Tech in week one, 52-51. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on X at Granite Sports or visit us at graniticommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Granite Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.